fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of Missouri Ozarks on Thursday. It is Thursday, the 14th day of September, year of our Lord, 2023. Welcome to John Moore Show. We are with us this morning my friend Deputy Hendricks from the beautiful state of Mississippi, where Deputy Hendricks proudly and properly flies the original and historic and correct flag, the state of Mississippi, in front of his home to do the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. Turn over to you, Deputy.
Good morning to your lovely Mrs. Moore. Good morning, John. And good morning, Kirk. I humbly ask you to please join me as I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Did I lose you?
Okay. Thank you very much.
You?
No, we're fine.
Did I lose you?
We're here. We're here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now.
Okay. We had a bit of a glitch.
Did y'all get to hear me?
We heard you fine.
Okay. Okay.
The lovely Mrs. Moore attempted to say hello, but the Skype didn't let her do that, so we'll just
I understand.
Proceed on from there. I don't know if you saw the interview last night with President Trump and this female reporter, but he's taking pride in the COVID vaccination. He really believes, and I think the man's telling the truth. Hold on.
I'm going to try to turn the computer off.
Okay, we're getting some feedback here, but I think it's going to be taken care of. Anyway, President Trump really believes that he saved 100 million lives worldwide with the COVID vaccination. I'm so disappointed that he doesn't know that he didn't save any lives. In fact, it's costing tens of thousands and eventually many millions of lives worldwide. I don't know, Deputy, but that's my opinion. Anything new on your end that you can report to us, sir?
Well, you asked me to check into the maternity ward at the hospital.
Right, right. Right.
And I couldn't get any exact numbers because one of the things that did happen to cause his demise was when they mandatory that all the hospital staff and personnel get the clot shot. Without 90% of that part of the ward quit or found other jobs where they did not have to take the clot shot. But they did say that they had a 40% drop in bursts once the clot shots started taking their effect. Yeah. So that was, well, that pretty much matches across what the insurance industry was talking about. And of course, the increase in mortality with your funeral home. So basically the same. Go ahead.
Well, 40% decrease in live births. What about stillbirths and birth defects, if they know? Did you make any inquiries about that?
They didn't give me anything on that because, well of course, they shut down the unit. So, I did try to inquire about those things. Whoever was there wasn't able to give me the answer.
Well, if it's shut down, you can't have any feedback from that. Well, the craziness continues. We're into beginnings of COVID 2.0.
Exactly.
The deputies you work with, are there any discussion about mask mandates, vaccinations, for social distancing, business being shut down?
Not this go around, John, but people are starting to show up in court again with masks on. I tell them they ain't got to wear it, but they persist.
Right. They do it anyway.
Yeah.
On their own.
You know.
Yep. You let them know they don't have to, and they wear them anyway.
Correct.
Amazing. Well, as the old saying goes, you can't fix stupid, right?
No, you cannot. You know, and it's almost to the point where why even bother? trying to correct things. But anyway, you was talking about Planet X yesterday, and, of course, that's how we met and became friends. You came down to Hattiesburg, then later
you had
a conference down in Orlando with you and Leon and some others before y'all headed out on your one and only cruise so far.
Right.
So it's always nice to get that refresher. It reminds me I'm prepared. I ain't worried about all this. The only thing I'm worried about, of course, is, as you talked about, elevation. I mean, it's 300 feet here, which is, half the height you would recommend all that. But I've come up with some contingency plans for myself. And
I bet you have.
I've been up there exploring, trying to find a place, and I hope to make it again, but I feel at times now against me as far as, finding something, relocating. But I still got plans in place.
Well, good. A plan is a good thing.
And of course,
all right,
Dave Hodges. Go ahead. I'm sorry. And of course, Dave Hodges, I don't worry about the power outages anymore because, like you, I keep backup power around here and all forms of backup heat. I still want to get your heater one of these days.
We have them in stock, ready for media shipment. So when you're ready, we are.
I know. But anyway, I know you need to go, John, and got the rest of the show to do. Good morning to Kirk again, and y'all have a great day, and God bless y'all as always. Good Zeus King.
Roger that. Thank you, Deputy. We appreciate it. And we do have a patient waiting to greet him because he's such a patient guy, my friend Kirk Finney. Kirk is the proprietor of Water Revolution. His company manufactures a complete line of water filters, including the ReadyPure countertop stainless steel gravity feed water filter, which instead of the fragile, and it is very fragile, plastic spigot that Berkey's have, Kirk offers a water filter that has a metal spigot that will last for, well, we don't know how long, decades. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, John. How are you this morning?
Well, if I felt any better, it wouldn't be legal. How about yourself?
I'm doing great.
All right. Well, Kirk, I heard something, and I haven't verified it, that the government is going to try to outlaw water filters that have silver in them. Have you heard anything about that?
Yeah, I heard the same stuff that you heard. I guess it's not the FDA, I think it's EPA. They're claiming that silver is a pesticide because it kills insects. You know, chlorine is a pesticide also. And, you know, ultimately so is fluoride, both of which are in regular drinking water. So I don't know. They're attacking a Big Berkey, I guess, which is the major distributor for Berkey water filters. Great company, great product. I wish them the best. Evidently, they got a shutdown order, you know, and they've been under the glass before for different things. Not sure why. You know, we don't use silver impregnation in our water filters. So, you know, if that's the sum total of what they're after, you know, we're in the clear. But I'm not worried about it either way. It is what it is. There's a big market even locally, you know, for products like that. And there certainly will be when the inevitable, you know, happens.
It's these Berkeys have been manufactured using the same technique with the silver for about a century, haven't they?
Well, I think they're referring mostly to the black Berkey filters, mm-hmm. because I think those are the silver impregnated carbon. The regular ceramics that they had initially, which is the format that we used, does not contain that. I don't know that it ever right. did, but I'm not completely sure on the history.
Well, regardless... if there was any harm caused by the silver in those filters, it would have been known long before now, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and we're talking trace amounts. I mean, you know, I've had periods of time, you know, as an antibacterial where I've not only used the silver, you know, topically, colloidal silver, but also taking it internally. You know, Dr. Len, you know, has a great product. You know, it's a silver right. product as well. So obviously, if there was any issues, you know, with that, we would know about it already. It's just a mineral, you know, that has certain properties.
Right.
You know, some of the things that we do, you know, involve silver-like frequencies. And I know Dr. Wen is down that road, too. So, you know, who knows? I mean, it's impossible to keep up with it. To me, it's just a stupid waste of time and money. I don't know why they feel that they need to screw with people, their business, their finances, their health. I mean, you know, nobody voted for this. Nobody wants this. It's just idiotic. And, you know, for a country that's deep in debt like we are, that continues to print, you know, worthless digits, you know, claiming that it's actually money. And then to throw these regulations on top of it. I mean, that was a big thing that Trump, you know, fought against was the regulations.
Right. Right.
And I'm with him 100% on that. I'm kind of past the COVID thing. I don't care whether he acknowledges it or not. I'm sure he has his own reasons. There's only one person, you know, that we can count on to be 100% on track, and that's Jesus Christ. And I don't see him running, you know, for president. So, I mean, it's going to be another election, you know, with the worst of the best. And, you know, this Biden thing frightens me greatly because, I you know, now the impeachment thing is heating up and there's all kinds of criticisms, obviously, about his mental acuity and whatnot. You know, they knock him out and we're left with Kamala Harris. And likely Newsom as vice president. Who wants that scenario? I'd rather keep it the way it is until the election. How about you?
Well, I agree. And we already have our first caller, Kirk. We've got Mark in Alabama. Good morning, Mark.
Yeah, good morning, John. So I guess last night, I didn't see the thing. You said that's when Trump said, you know, he's still proud that he saved the 100 million.
Right. See, he thinks he believes he saved 100 million lives worldwide with the COVID vaccinations. Yes.
Yeah, that makes sense because on the Georgia Guidestones it says like what there was 500 million to be maintained, and there's supposed to be 100 million that is the power structure, the secret family that runs everything, and the other 4 or 5 million or whatever are to be their slaves. And if people could get that through their mind, and they watch a video, the supernatural beings in control of America, you will understand that all of this has been set up the whole time, ever since this country was founded. That's what I got to say.
Yeah.
Anyway, have a good
Amen.
Day.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mark. We appreciate the call. I don't personally see the connection between his fantasy, President Trump's fantasy that he saved 100 million lives in the Georgia Guidestones. I don't see any connection there at all myself. And it is a fantasy. What we're seeing, there's no precedent in recorded human history for the death and misery being caused by the COVID-19 vaccinations worldwide. There is no precedent. And it will continue for years to the future. The next 3 to 5 years will be the main kill-off. People injured will be alive for decades in the future, injured by these vaccines. And the interview was with this young woman named Megyn Kelly, apparently they had a tiff some time back, and got, and he agreed to another interview with her. You know, she was she was apparently very polite and respectful for President Trump. But as much as I like Donald Trump, there's very few people that worked at the level to support President Trump that I did. I was asked to take over the only PAC in the United States that had a brick-and-mortar office in 2016 in St. Louis, Missouri, the only one. I was asked to take it over, and I agreed to. And it would have happened except for COVID knocking out the donations and shutting down the office. But I'll probably end up voting for the guy, but I can't go out of my way to support him like I did before. I simply can't do it. I'm going to focus on whatever energy I've got to support political candidates at the state level. Maybe our U.S. Senator, Josh Hawley, I don't think he's running for re-election, but local elections where I can find conservative Christian candidates that need a little bit of help here and there, I'll give them whatever help I can. Vivek Ramaswamy would be a great candidate, except he's not qualified to be president. I don't know why people aren't talking about that, since he's not a natural-born citizen. Of course, Barack Obama is not either. And, of course, there's Robert Kennedy. I like Robert Kennedy. He's not going to be the Democratic nominee. They're not going to let, whatever it takes, they will not let that happen. Basically has the perfect, in my opinion, the perfect, close to it anyway, conservative platform that he's running on, which the Democrats cannot and will not allow that. It's quite a place we find ourselves in, Kirk, isn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely getting more interesting. You know, as the days go by, it's going to be interesting to see how the political thing, you know, actually gets spun and created. I'd like to believe, you know, that our federal vote, you know, makes a difference. I really don't. I'm with you. I think, you know, one has to help support, you know, the local community, the local political structure, you know, that you believe in. That's probably a better move. What good it will do, I don't know. There needs to be a real house cleaning, you know, no pun intended. And I think that if that happens, I think we'll all be better off. In the absence of that, I'm not sure. You know, people say, you know, we have to leave it up to faith, you know, faith in God. Well, you know, to me, the Bible's an instruction booklet about what happens when you do certain things and what happens to you if you don't do certain things. And if we would simply follow the instruction there and in the U.S. Constitution, we wouldn't find ourselves in this mess. We don't need to rewrite or recreate anything. It's already been dictated. Sure, there might be modern conveniences that we come across that help enhance us. But, you know, we've seen over the last 40 or 50 years, these modern conveniences wind up being used against us. You know, there is no free lunch. And we just have to be cautious moving forward, prepare for the worst and hope for the best. I mean, that's what I think.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well,
if anyone cares, well, that's another problem. You know, people are not caring the way they used to.
Our listeners cares. And that's what counts, is who what our listeners care about. Looks like we got another caller here. We got David in California. Good morning, David.
Good morning. I was listening to Cliff High. It was a while back, so maybe some people in the audience would remember it better than I did. But what he was saying about this whole Trump thing, which a lot of people, including myself, was very disappointed in his decision with the Project Warp Speed. But what Cliff High was saying, his calculation, how he came up with the number, I don't know. But he was saying he believed there was, I forgot the exact amount, was something like 500 million and more than that, lives were saved by Trump's decision, because they were trying to close everything down, the you know, the lockdown internationally.
Well, I'm very Cliff knows me, and I know Cliff. Let me help you out here, David.
Okay.
When I first saw Cliff's prognostication, I thought, this is great. On one hand, on the other. And here's a prognostication that Cliff High put out, just to give you some clarification here, David. Trump found out, according to Cliff High, Trump found out that they planned a 10-year lockdown, which would, of course, destroy the worldwide economy. Hold on to the break here, David. Hold on to the break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Ciroc grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Home is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home. A social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by Water Revolution, a company, this is Kirk's company, manufacturing a complete line of water filters. We like to talk about the ReadyPure countertop. If you are looking at these filters and you want something to use every day or during a crisis, it's a good starting point. We recommend one for every two adults, one for every three children, and pick up another one. To keep unopened in a box is a very high quality barter item. And this is simply the way to go. It's the least expensive way to get the best water the quickest way, isn't it?
It really is. I think that, the issue is that when the electricity goes down, most folks will not have access to clean drinking water. The well that they have, if they're rural, is not going to work. The city water may at some point either stop running or become infected because, electricity is needed to create the automatic chlorination systems and other things that are done for sanitation. So it can become a big issue. Groundwater is going to be out there, rainwater, cistern water, water you pull off the street, out of your pond. The way to make that potable is with the ReadyPure emergency water filter, because it will reduce down the contaminants to a very, very high degree, really close to what you get with reverse osmosis, which is unheard of, for the value. So it's just tremendous. And this being prep month, September is prep month. And we have a special that we're going to announce here this weekend. And that's a free ReadyPure system, a free $400 ReadyPure system with the purchase of every AlkaPurity HD drinking water system. And that goes for any AlkaPurity system. We have five or six that we make, including commercial units. So if you want a free ReadyPure unit, that's the way to get it. And you might team up with a neighbor, you know, perhaps, and make that happen. So we're here to help. And if you have any issues, just give us a call or drop us an email.
All right. Thank you. Well, David, you still with us?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Well, Cliff High's story, if it was true, would be a wonderful story that President Trump stopped millions of people from dying and losing their businesses and a complete collapse of the economy because of Operation Warp Speed. If that was true, he should have come clean about what really happened. I don't see any reason to hold back the truth at this point, because holding back right now translates into more people getting the clot shot. What do you think,
Good
David?
Point. Good point. And the only other thing I want to say to that, and wasn't against that, yeah, that's a really good point, what you're saying. And a lot of, and I'm wondering about that, too. And I know that Clay Clark, I don't know if you know who he is. You know who he is?
I know Clay. Yeah, I know who Clay is. Clay knows me. I've interviewed him.
So I heard he got his ear for, I don't know, I don't know how long they met. But he did tell him, you know, how... supposedly told them how bad the vaccinations are, or the quad shots are.
Right.
So
right.
Whether you know. So anyways, I agree with you. Like, why is he not doing it? Unless there's some kind of chess piece we don't know about. But it seems like, yeah, because you're still telling other people it's okay to get it. That's a good point.
Right. That's unfortunate. Yeah. Anything else, yeah. David?
No, but thank you. Thanks for that.
Okay.
Point,
thank
John.
You. Okay. While I'm thinking about it, if you like what you hear on Republic Broadcasting, we're not self-sufficient yet. We're working on it. We have new advertisers, and of course, advertisers what pays the bills. But we don't have enough advertisers to pay the bills yet. So if you like what you hear, please consider making a regular monthly donation to Republic Broadcasting. Just go to RBN's website. There's an address there you can mail a check to, and it'll help us keep everything on the air, because right now things are not quite where they need to be financially. Okay. Okay, Kirk, what's on your radar you want to talk about this morning, sir?
I'm looking at two things, you know, really closely. One of them is, you know, we see micro changes, you know, in the stock market up and down, you know, a few dollars here and there against a $34,000 base. That doesn't happen naturally. You're not going to have, you know, you're not going to be up $20 and down $60 tomorrow on that kind of volume without gross manipulation. So I think that's going on. I think that could be a bellwether signal that the market is about to really go south. And so I'd be nervous if I had all my retirement, you know, attached to that. And then the other thing is you know, political. I think we need to really keep an eye on what's happening there, because ultimately it's going to affect all of us in a very deep way. I know that Dave Hodges was talking, I think it was yesterday, with his guy that he does the Intel report. Is it Dave and Doug Intel report? Something like that. And what they were suggesting was that because there's a forum that's supposed to happen today to talk about the possibility of a EMP shutdown, that this could be a bellwether signal, you know, for an actual EMP shutdown to occur. And I agree. I think we need to keep an eye on that as well. So those are the things that I'm most concerned about, you know, right now today.
All right. All right. Well, thank you, sir, with that update. Here's our bottom of the hour break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. We're always adding to the website. The COVID panel continues to grow. Got something funny on the humor panel recently. We need some humor in our lives, don't we? And, of course, products that will help you achieve your goals. And my services, I do offer private consultations. Got a new panel discussing my private consultations in a bit more detail. And, of course, when it goes back to COVID, there's an eight-minute clip that I did with Dr. Horowitz. It's from part of a show we did on May the 7th, 2020, where I issue a warning that you cannot create a safe and effective vaccine in 9 months or less. You can't. Dr. Horowitz agreed with that. In my belief, I had no evidence at the time, but there's now evidence that the COVID vaccinations were already in refrigerators waiting to be distributed. That was the 7th day of May, 2020. Check those things out if you like, and if you're tired of being tired, check out the Energy Cleaner. If your arthritis pain is slowing you down, you also need to check out the Energy Cleaner. Details at my website. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on Energy Cleaner. Visiting with Kirk Finney, the proprietor of Water Revolution. His company manufactures a complete line of water filters from the countertop, ready-pure, to whole house systems. And you can get systems that provide not only clean water, but healthier water. Tell us about that before we get to the next caller, if you would, Kirk.
Sure. So back in 2010, we pioneered a non-electric media compound that creates antioxidant water are from purified water, and that system was called the Alka Purity. And up till then, people required an electrolysis machine, sometimes called a water ionizer, in order to create the same type of effect, but not the same effect. And the problem with the electric units is they don't completely purify the water before the water gets energized. So they wind up energizing electrically other contaminants and disinfectant compounds and things that the onboard filters can't remove. And so I really think that the device, the NR device, is a whole lot less expensive. And when you replace the filters and the membrane, you wind up with a brand new unit every time you do that. So, and the other units require a lot of service. So it really has a distinct advantage. And it's about a third of the price as well. And it's under counter. So it's just a great way to go. If you have further questions, give us a ring. We're at 336-525-1015. And again, Water Revolution.
All right. Our next caller is, looks like, David in San Francisco. Good morning, David.
Oh, hey, morning, John. Yeah, and your guest. Just in terms of water, I'm a big fan of going back to the old days when we used to be able to bend down and drink from the stream. And I think all of the erosion, they cut the lawns right up to the edge of the creek. They should let that stuff get the trees and bushes and grass right up to the shoreline, keep it filtered out. But I'm just going to notice, John, there's a big coincidence today. You remember, you're old enough to remember 1968. The baby boom is kicking into the workforce, and, they're just turned 21 kind of thing. And right. And the minimum wage is $1.60. And right. The price of an ounce of gold is $32.
Right.
So you do the division, 160 goes into 1 ounce of gold 20 times, exactly.
Okay.
So if you were to take the price of an ounce of gold today, it's a little over 1900, 1902, 1903, sitting there, and divide an ounce of gold by 20, and you're going to get... if I remember right, it's 18 in the 1890s, excuse me, 98, it'd be in the 98 range. So the auto workers are talking about going on strike today, and they're demanding a $100 an hour minimum wage. Now, right. 20 hours into a $2,000 an ounce gold would be $100. So the auto workers right. are only asking for the minimum wage of 1972, I don't know. But 1968 is when it was $1.60 and 32 an ounce. And 20 hours work would get you 1 ounce of gold. And they're asking only the minimum wage of, what's that, 50 years ago. So the $100 is nothing nowadays.
Here's another way to look at this. A blue-collar worker, when I got out of high school in 1966, my first job, I was doing commercial concrete work, my take-home pay was about $110 a week.
Sure.
1966. 1 year's wages would be the equivalent to buy a brand-new 150-mile-an-hour hand-built Jaguar sports car. Now, at the other end of the spectrum, for $100,
they would about
$5,000.
$5,000 for a Jaguar?
A brand new full sticker price. Full sticker price.
Yeah, no kidding.
Full sticker price.
Now, yeah, you're by the same right because the
same token
was.
But, yeah. By the same token, David, I could take a $100 bill from my weekly paycheck, go to a Chevrolet dealership, and buy about a 6 or 7 year old Chevrolet from a Chevrolet dealer for $100 and drive it home.
Sure, yeah. Brand new Buick was what, $2,800 or something like
about,
that. A Volkswagen was right at $2,000. Yeah, I'd forgotten how cheap a Jaguar was. Yeah, but they were just basically a Volkswagen. It was an engine on a nice quality chassis. So it was like a Volkswagen engine, but on a better chassis, and then of course better body. And
you're talking about Porsches, my friend, not Jaguars.
Yeah, I am. Porsche. And a Porsche. Right. They was a BMW, Porsche, and the high quality Volkswagens would use the same frame or chassis.
Well, Volkswagen Beetles had no frame.
Yeah, actually, in the back end, you're probably right. Yeah, the buses, it was floating in a way.
Oh, they said it was a unibody. It was a unibody construction. But anyway, that's kind of a nuance there. You know, things that people really don't know care about.
The minimum wage, what the auto workers are asking right now, is little better than the minimum wage of back in 1968.
If you're looking at a parity with gold prices, absolutely. Yep.
Yeah. So it's just something for edification.
Absolutely. Thank you for the call, David.
Have a good morning.
Yeah, appreciate it. Inflation is insidious. And unless you lived in better times, you don't know how bad the current times are, do you, Kirk?
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, you know, the interesting thing is we can see clearly that there's a huge discrepancy in the value of the dollar, you know, 1960 versus is it 63 years later today? Look at that difference. And the question is, where did that discrepancy go?
Well, it went, inflation, we don't have time for a complex economic discussion, but inflation is when the government creates more money. That's what creates inflation, is the government creating more money. And they've been on the spending binge for decades. In fact, if you look, if you have your telephone bill is going to have some kind of national service charge. That's to pay for the Vietnam War, by the way. That's still on there after the war has been over for half a century.
Yeah, so even with this the people being ripped off, which is what it is. Even with that, how many trillions of dollars is the national debt now? Is it 30 or 40?
I've lost track of it.
So we're talking about a lot of other issues, you know, that are out there. And really, since the value of the money and how we spend it and what we can buy, and it's tied to the value of our time, right? And because all money and all value is really based on human energy. So if we look at those two things together, it really is the most important issue out there today, because it's possible when you look at all this to say, hey, we're really living in a slave state right now and have been for a really long time. I mean, back in the medieval times, you know, the king and the crown, or the king and the government, you know, and the landlords and the bishops and other landowners, they would be getting about a 30% override from the efforts of the serfs, 30%. And look at what it is now. And that was without any inflation or tied to it. So you put all these things together, and how much of our human energy is being usurped on a day-to-day basis?
It's about half.
It's crazy.
If you calculate all the taxes from all sources, about half of your labor goes to pay for taxes.
Yeah, but then you got the inflation on top of that, which is another hidden tax. So you start to look at these things together, and it could be 70, 80% ultimately.
Right. Well, back in the
50s. Think about it. I mean, it's crazy.
Back in the 50s and 60s, it was common for plumbers, electricians, carpenters to own airplanes, to own nice boats,
and
their nice home. That was not extraordinary or unusual at all.
Yeah,
not at all.
Wow. Talk about freedom, huh? No wonder we had such accolades, you know, as a bastion of freedom. Look at what, now we're a joke, you know, based
absolutely
on what's happening.
And just to repeat what I said a moment ago, a high school graduate in 1966 could take their first paycheck, which may be $100 or so, go to a Chevrolet dealer, Ford dealer, Dodge dealer, and buy an okay used car for $100 with that first paycheck.
Incredible.
And, you know, how many high school graduates these days can take their first paycheck and buy an automobile with it from a dealer? Not a piece of junk. but about a 6 or 7 year old automobile from a dealer, not Honest Joe's used car dealership, but a real Chevrolet Ford Dodge dealership, with that first paycheck. Things have changed dramatically, and of course, we make fun of these youngsters living in their parents' basement, but the kind of money they make compared to the prices for shelter, food, and transportation, they're pretty much stuck, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and think of it, you know, a used car now, a decent used car is over $10,000 along the lines of what you're describing. So we go from $100 to $10,000. Right. We could really define that as the discrepancy, which would be $9,900.
Right.
So that's 99%. crazy stuff. And, you know, think of that. I mean, it's enough to make you really angry, I think. I mean, it is for me.
Well, it's unfortunate. It is what it is. It's so gradual that you don't notice it day by day, typically. But over decades, it becomes really obvious, unfortunately. So, anyway, we need to get the spending under control. Representative Matt Gaetz is making some loud noises about how we need to bring the federal spending under control. He mentioned in a recent interview that there's been a 40% in federal spending since COVID began. That's unacceptable. That's completely unacceptable.
Well, we've lost control, you know, of the spending, the budgeting, how it's done. You know, nobody cares because it's just an endless flow. We had the fiber optic cable installed recently here throughout our county. You know, it's wonder. The service is wonderful. Unfortunately, I think the only way it was made possible is with the federal grant. And because it was a federal grant, you know, which was then turned over to these construction companies and other companies, the thing has run insane. I mean, they did five separate surveys on my simple property to do what could have been decided in 5 minutes. They sent digging crews out there prematurely before the surveys were complete. I mean, they overspent just on my little thing, probably a couple of grand, you know, and wasted money and time because they don't have, you know, an on-site or an on-county supervisor to coordinate all of this. They'd rather have the, you know, the people on the phone in the office in Kentucky or wherever it is that have no idea, that are going based on a computer. None of these people have ever, you know, even held a shovel in their hand, let alone done boring, you know, under roads and hanging on lines. It's just crazy how these things are run. And it's because it's a government bill. So they do the thing and then they submit it and they just get paid with no question of efficacy. And we see this over and over again in the road repairs that they do. I mean, it's just permeated everything. We've got to take control of this situation because the value has just gone out the window.
It has. It has. Well, wealth comes from three places. Mines, factories, and farms. That's where wealth is created. Trading stock on Wall Street does not create wealth. Many things people do does not create wealth. And you have to really understand how wealth is created. If you understand that and can be a part of an individual or a company that creates wealth, then you're far better off, aren't you, Kirk?
Well, it's one of the many reasons that I respect you and your show so much is that you actually feature makers. I mean, you represent products that are made by entrepreneurs,
right,
that are created and sold by entrepreneurs. And to me, I mean, it's just tremendous. I mean, you're one of the few alternative media shows that actually does that and gives these people a voice. So it's just
well,
great.
And I continue to. I'm in touch with some fascinating manufacturers that we'll be featuring soon here on this show. Made in America products by small companies that are helping people achieve their goals, and that's one of my goals, Kirk. You're right. And I will, of course, I will continue to do that because it is the right thing to do. We continue to educate and inform people and entertain, and that's what we do, don't we, Kirk?
Absolutely, and it's so important because you want to have as many voices as possible so that you can make the right decision for you. And right now, I mean, preparedness should be on the top of everybody's list, because you could have all the wealth in the world if they shut the digits down and there's no access to it, or the banks go on holiday, or they have a repurposing of the funds, whatever tack they take. You've got to have the food and water on hand to be able to survive through that without having to depend on the government.
And food, water, and a way to stay warm.
That's right. Very important.
Absolutely. Well, of course, the prepper tip today is to review all security things around your home. That means lights, locks, alarms, and insurance. So review all security items around your home. And if you've got a secondary place, a hideout, do that there also. Yep, here's our last break. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Tehi Bo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Well, Kirk, this hour has flown by as typically they do. And we got some great information on here, had some good calls. And I'm looking forward to a great weekend myself. How about you?
Yeah, we got a lot of work to do. I have a doctor and his wife visiting all the way from Minnesota. They came down on their motorcycles, and they're going to be arriving tonight. We're going to be doing some filming. He's a functional medicine doctor that's been representing us now for about 12 years. And hopefully we can do some good video clips.
All right. All right. So they got two motorcycles, and they travel from Minnesota.
Little motorcycles, KZ650s.
Really?
Which is little for that distance. You know, not a whole lot of weight.
No, it wouldn't be my first choice for that kind of ride. But
not me either. One day they went 600 miles.
Yeah, baby.
And they're not young. They're my age.
Well, they're obviously physically fit to be able
obviously.
To. That would be a real challenge physically for anybody, any age, 20 years old or otherwise.
I had that model bike 40 years ago when I was in the Army. And I used to ride from Kansas City back home to Long Island, which was 1,350 miles. And, you know, the wind would blow and you get blown around on the road. You know, you've got your backpack tied to the sissy bar and you're on there. It's not a good thing. Having a lot of weight on the road like you do with your big dresser is the way to go.
Yeah, my Nomad weighs 750 pounds, and the wind doesn't bother it. It doesn't matter what kind of side wind. Passing a semi-tractor, doesn't matter. Okay, well, it sounds like fun. Well, Kirk, any final words before we wrap up this segment?
No, just if you're interested in getting the premier drinking water system for your home, Water Revolution's Alka Purity, now's the time to do it. You get a free value $400 Ready Pure with that unit, and we'll probably even give the discount that we normally do to the John Moore Radio listeners. So give us a call, 336-525-1015, and the supply of those Ready Pures that we're willing to give away is limited. So give us a call this weekend if you can. Thanks, John. Have a great weekend.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it. Top of the hour break coming up. We will have Dr. Lynn Horowitz with us, recently married. He's rebuilding his storm-damaged home in Florida. Dr. Horowitz is the author of, he's not sure himself, 25 books. I like to refer to him as a man with his brain on fire. That's Dr. Horowitz. And top of the hour, third hour, we should have Brady with us. I hope Brady is able to join us. He's the production engineer over at Liberated Rocket Heaters. And we'll wrap up the show today with Tom Berryhill. We'll talk about the energy cleaner for a few minutes. And move on from there to wrap up this week. The segment we do on Fridays with Marie Lassiter has become quite popular very quickly, as I knew it would. I'm working behind the scenes with Marie on a couple of different projects. We have a break coming up. We'll be right back.
I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419. This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.